Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1213 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 182 sent us to be tried out. A circular knife. 1 to J.B. McCrory. 5 and 10 cent syndicate. 1 to the Pullman Company of Chicago, Illinois, in reference to their special imprint pencils, which they were asking us to ship as soon as possible. 1 to A.J. Sassener, another die maker. 2 letters are copies of the ones I dictated that morning. I signed these letters. And while I was signing, as Miss Hall brought these letters in to be signed, I gave her the orders. Defendant's Exhibit 14 to 24, which had been received by me that morning at Montag's office, over at the general manager's office. I gave her these orders to be acknowledged. I will explain our method of acknowledgement of orders in a few minutes. I continued signing the letters and separating the carbon copies from the letters and putting them in various places. I folded the letters and sealed the letters, and of course I told Miss Hall I would post them myself. Miss Hall finished the work and started to leave when the 12 o'clock whistle blew. She left the office and returned. It looked to me, almost immediately, calling into my office, that she had forgotten something, and then she left for good. Then I started in. We transcribed. First we enter all orders into the house order book, Defendant's Exhibit 12. All these orders which Miss Hall had acknowledged I entered in that book, and I will explain that matter in detail. There has been some question raised about this, but I believe I can make it very clear. Here is an order from Butel Brothers Company, Defendant's Exhibit 32. The very first operation on an order that is received by the pencil factory at Forsyth Street in my office is the acknowledgement. That is the first operation, because the acknowledgement is the specific second part of the contract. The first part is when they send us the order. That is the party of the first part, and the party of the second part is when we write them an acknowledgement card and agree to fill the order and enter the order which they send us. And so necessarily, to satisfy our customers, it must be the very first thing that is done and is the first thing. The acknowledgement stamp, which you have already seen here below, shows first two things. First, who acknowledges the order, and second, the date it was received in the office on Forsyth Street. Here is one from Butel Brothers, Defendant's Exhibit 32. That bears the date April 23rd up at the top. That was the date when Butel Brothers in Dubuque, IA, had that letter typewritten. We didn't know when they mailed it, but that is the day it was written. It was received at the general manager's office. Might have been received Friday, on Friday, April 25th, after I had gotten the mail that day there, and remained there until April 26th, when I went over and got the mail again. Here is one from John Laurie and Sons, and here is one I think Mr. Dorsey did some questioning about, because of the fact that up here at the top was 422, this order was written in pencil. Of course it is written in pencil. This is an order from F.W. Woolworth & Company, Defendant's Exhibit 34. That is a 5 and 10 cent syndicate, as you know, probably the largest in the world, that has over 700 stores. And these stores would be so bulky for one office to handle that the 700 stores are divided into different groups or provinces, and in charge of each group there is a certain office. For instance, there is one at Toronto for the Canadian stores.